to the John Covey Podcast, the place to thrive and not just survive. Are you looking for business ideas, sales and marketing advice, or some motivation and courage to chase the life you desire? John Covey is a multi-award winning success coach, helping you close the gap between where you are and where you want to be in the easiest and most enjoyable way. Interested in learning more about working with John? Head over to johncovey.com, where you will find a selection of free tools, content, and information. Okay, let's dive into this episode. Here's your host, John Covey.
Okay, welcome to the John Covey Podcast. This is episode 90. So I'm going to talk about change and time and patience and how you can transition from where you are to where you want to be. And time, listen, like, time is something that we all seem to be short of, yet it's one of the commodities that give us the most significant results. And we know it takes time, a specific amount of time, for a baby to grow. So you don't call time out because you don't see results in month one or two. Your trees take time to grow. In fact, the Chinese bamboo tree shows no sign of growth in the first 5 years, but then within the next 5 weeks grows north of 80 feet. It takes time to change your life. It takes time to build your career. It takes time to grow, to learn, to develop, and to produce greater results. Learn to really give yourself time. Time to learn the necessary skills, to learn how to be patient. That's a skill in itself. Time to, just stop and spend time in that moment, or maybe even create the momentum. Time to see the results that come into your life. Sit back and just consider how long it takes to create the things that you're trying to do. Sit back and consider how long it takes to learn how to drive your car. According to the Driving the Vehicle and Standards Agency, the DVSA, it takes people around 45 hours of lessons to learn how to drive, plus 22 hours of practicing as well. So consider how long it takes to become a doctor. Becoming a doctor can take 9 or more years of education and training, 4 years of undergraduate study, 4 years of medical school, plus 1 year or so in residency. So to achieve great things, you've got to realize that it takes time. And if things aren't working out right now, don't give up. It's just lag time. There's a fantastic rule which is known as the 10,000 hour rule. And this rule suggests it takes 10,000 hours of practice to become a master of something. Now, when you run the maths on this and break it down, if you worked 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, it would take you 10 years to amass 10,000 hours. So when things aren't going your way, when things aren't happening, don't give up on month one or month six. Realize that it's for the long haul. Good things do take time. Now, patience is something that is massively lacking today. Instead, it's replaced with these great expectations. People have, they just want everything instantly. People used to have very little expectations and lots of patience. Nowadays, everyone's got little patience and lots of expectations. So patience really gives the person who has it many advantages over those who don't have it. It gives them more profound insights into themselves and into others. If you, only see short term, if you only think in terms of the here and the now, you're stuck in one place. So the impatient person lacks all sense of perspective. They just struggle to judge distance and have no personal power because they've handed it over to time. And I think you've got to realize that good things, as we've mentioned, does take time. The baby situation, we know it takes 9 months to create a baby, and therefore we don't rush the process. We just know it happens that way. We know that it takes approximately 3 minutes to boil the perfect dippy eggs, and we don't rush that process. We just know it takes place. So again, like I mentioned, don't get disheartened when something you set out to achieve doesn't happen immediately. Good things do take time. Unfortunately, when you've got no reference point, you need to rely on faith, on passion and the commitment to that completion. In fact, I was sat recently chatting with a friend of mine, and the question came up about how I'd changed my life and, what had happened for me from being a council estate kid to, running several businesses, having a portfolio of properties and, living a very comfortable lifestyle. And my answer wasn't some elaborate strategy, nor was it luck. It wasn't even due to hard work. It was mostly down to the alter ego that I'd created. You know, this wasn't me faking it until I make it. This wasn't a hoax. It was purely me creating a better version of myself, a version of me who I really wanted to be and not the one that blended in with society. Now, don't get me wrong, you need plans and strategies and checkpoints to ensure that you're still on the right path, and also an element of hard work. But in the raw basic form, I just stopped being conditioned by my fears, by society and by the old version of me. Think about it. Like Superman, he's got an alter ego. You know, I say Superman and not Clark Kent because Clark Kent is the person Superman needed to be to fit into society. So to be accepted. And I believe that for everything you desire, you need to stop worrying about being accepted and trying to fit in. Listen, you can't stand out and fit in at the same time. So I created John Covey, the fearless warrior, an intelligent being who runs multiple successful businesses, who lives life on his term and lives with purpose. And listen, sure, sometimes the old version of John comes out to play, but I swiftly put him back in his box. I learned to pull strengths from others that inspired me, you know, be that people I've met or people I admire or even past events that I felt inspired by, and model myself around that. And there's been lots of research that's been carried about how athletes and artists and great leaders borrow those powers from others, and in turn they create an alter ego. Do you know Beyonce? You know, she's got another one, Sasha Fierce. Do you know, she owns the stage. So the next time you find aspects of your life, do you know, whether it's hard, whether it's scary, whether it's challenging, maybe it's time you invoke your alter ego. So there's a few tips that you can follow. So, you know, you've got to start with a personal analysis. You know, find out what's missing from your skills bank. Is it courage? Is it strength? Is it the ability to do something or to, you know, something else? And make a list of everything that you desire to be more of, and then create this character, the Tyler Durden, if you like. And this alter ego creates that identity. Do you know that alter ego and the entity? I can't speak. The identity, this character with, identify it with your symbol or maybe a wear. Do you know, like Superman wore his glasses, or do you know Sassy Fierce with her outfits? Maybe create a symbol or something that's wearable that can help you to get into character whenever you need it. Do you know? Think about it like superheroes, though. They often wear masks or capes. For some, as I just mentioned, it's glasses, it could be rings, jewellery, or just a certain piece of clothing. So find something that enables you to instantly transform into the person, you know, into this person. And if required, remove the item to return back to the old version of you if you need to fit in certain environments or situations. The next thing is to identify what lights you up. So what makes you feel invincible? What makes you feel pumped and excited? What gets your blood pumping? And then anchor that emotion. And just give it a go. It works for me, and you know, I know it works for so many others. So I know it definitely can work for yourself. Our life simply doesn't change overnight. You know, it does change constantly, regardless. But because things are in a constant state of change, and because of this, often changes in our daily habits, they often go unnoticed. So these tweaks are sometimes unintentionally created, but they add up to a huge change over a period of time. And this is why it's vitally important to spend each day living our best life, to live a life that you created. Do you know how you spend your days is how you're going to spend your life? Do you just want to get by, or do you just want to do just enough? Or do you fully want to embrace each day and live life on purpose, on your terms? Most people set new goals at the start of each year, and often they never revisit them until the same time next year, the year later. And the question really is, who do you think is going to be the person that's more likely to achieve their goals? The person who sets them once a year and revisits them once, maybe twice, or the person who lives by them daily, who looks at them several times each and every single day? Come on, exactly. You know who it is. The one who's completely immersed in the goals. You know, they've got a much better chance of achieving them because they're obsessed by them. And you know, if they don't, then you know they can adjust and tweak, and they're just going to get things a lot faster than the person who never looks at them. You know, you can bet your last pound they'll have achieved so much more. So you design the life that you desire, and then you take action to move towards it. Do you know, a life best lived is a life by design. So starting today, be sure to immerse yourself in the life that you desire. Do you know, look at the goals every single day and several times for that matter. On my website, there's a free goal card that you can download, that you can print off, and you can take it with you. So I'll put a link in the description somewhere here for you as well. But if you really, you know, I mean, if you're ready to lift that game, I've got a goal setting mastery program, which I'll also put a link in for if you want to have a look at that. But to help you out, here's a few tips about mastering your goals. So effective goals, they have to have the following components. So the first thing that is, they must be believable. You've got to be able to buy into it and believe it, because if you don't buy into it and believe it, then you're never going to achieve it. You're going to find every obstacle in the way and use it as an excuse. The second thing is that there must be something that you can act upon immediately, because we need momentum. And if we don't have momentum, we get bored or things start to fade away and we lose interest in that. So we've got to be able to find a way to move towards it immediately. The third thing is that they must be inspiring. You know, if you can't get excited by it and it's not inspiring you, then you're not going to take any action towards it. You're not going to find a way to create momentum. You're not going to be able to buy into it. So you've got to be inspired by it. And once you've got the following components aligned, you need to add these following four things to them to make them as powerful as possible. So here's the four things. So number one is that you need to evaluate and reflect on them. So again, as we talked about, if it's not working out, can you evaluate it? Can you reflect on it? Can you cheat? Can you change it? Can you adjust it? What needs to change? The second thing is decide really what it is that you want. If you're not clear about it, it's again, you might even have got it and not realize if you're not clear about what it is that you want. So you've got to decide what you want. The third thing is that you've got to use SMART. You know, be smart about it all. It's an acronym for, you know, being able to be specific to, is it measurable, is it attainable, realistic, has it got time? Like, make sure that there's these elements attached to it, because if not, it's always going to be a challenge. And then the fourth thing is, you know, have some form of accountability. You know, nothing makes us more accountable than telling other people that we're going to do something, especially if you do it publicly. So make sure that you're accountable. The accountability is, you know, simply saying to yourself that you're going to do this. And you know, just saying it to yourself doesn't always hold the true power. But again, as I just mentioned, when somebody else knows about the goals, it just works so much better as well. So again, remember, you can download the goal card on my website. And if you are interested in the goal setting program, I'll put a link on there as well. But this is what it's all about. It's about you being able to transform yourself from where you are to where you really want to be. You've got to have a bit of patience. Realize that this is not going to happen overnight. In fact, everyone that you see that's got overnight success or seemingly overnight success, I can guarantee that they've probably been banging it for 10 years plus in the background, often probably longer as well. So it's not about just being able to turn something on and be an instant success. You've got to stick at it. You've got to work at it. Things take time. You've got to have belief in it. But it will happen if you're committed. Guys, this is the John Covey Podcast. Episode 90, there we go. So I have some great guests lined up over coming months and coming episodes as well. So if you know anybody that is needing some support or needing some help, you know, do tag them, share them, put them into this podcast so that they can hear it as well. You know, sharing's caring. But for now, have an absolutely great time.